This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every year, the Chronicle of Philanthropy releases a list of the American charities that have raised the most money from private donors. United Way topped the most recent list. The Salvation Army was number three. Sliding in at number two is Fidelity Charitable. It was set up in 1991 by Fidelity, the gigantic financial services corporation. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Noel King has more.
Fidelity Charitable helps people set up donor-advised funds. Here's how they work. Instead of writing a $10,000 check to, say, the Salvation Army, you put the money into your Fidelity Charitable giving account. You can either invest the money or you can grant it right away. Amy Danforth is the president of Fidelity Charitable.
Granting is when they turn to the causes that they care about and log into our website or contact us by phone and make a grant to their alma mater, their church, the Red Cross, a food bank.
But why not just give the money directly to the food bank? Danforth says administering all the giving can be complicated. A donor-advised fund takes care of the paperwork for you. Donor-advised funds are booming. Stacey Palmer is editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy.
They're growing like gangbusters. The rest of the charity world is growing very slowly, but donor-advised funds are seeing giant increases.
Among everyone.
It's a mix of average people and very wealthy people. You can put in as little as $3,000 in some of these accounts, or you can put in many millions of dollars.
Once that money hits your donor-advised fund, you can write it off on your taxes. But then there's no deadline for when you have to give it away. The money can just sit there. Ray Madoff is a professor at Boston College Law School.
There is no time limit at all. So the money can stay in the fund for a decade, a century, or many centuries.
Fidelity Charitable makes donors give away some part of the money within 7 years. But as with any donor-advised fund, you can give away a tiny fraction of the money and still get the tax deduction for the full amount. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.